From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's President Vladimir Putin made a rare visit to a Russian airbase in Syria Monday, declaring victory over the terrorists and announcing a partial withdrawal of Russian forces. Mr. Putin said the military was tasked with fighting militia groups and the task has been achieved. It was the Russian leader's first trip to Syria since Moscow intervened in September 2015, allowing Syrian forces to reverse their battlefield losses. After holding talks with Mr. Putin, Syria's leader Bashar al-Assad thanked the Russian and Syrian militaries for what he called their exceptional unity. The U.S. Defense Department questions the extent of the Russian pullout. A Pentagon spokesman said past Russian statements don't often correspond with actual troop reductions. David Lesh, a history professor at Trinity University who watches Syria closely, is equally skeptical.
Putin has announced withdrawal, and there have been mostly a rotation of troops. So I guess in the strict sense of the term, he may be correct, but there's still a lot of action to be seen, I think, by Russian military in Syria.
Meanwhile, Islamic State jihadists have reportedly been driven out by Syrian forces backed by Russian airstrikes from rebel-held Idlib province. The bodies of 15 Tanzanian UN peacekeepers killed in Democratic Republic of Congo have been repatriated. A memorial service was held in the DRC town of Beni. The Tanzanian ambassador, Paul Ignace Mello, was on hand.
We continue to pray for all peacekeepers, as this deadly incident is not only Tanzanians. We take it as an incident to the mission.
The peacekeepers were killed Thursday in eastern DRC after clashes with suspected Ugandan Muslim rebels of the so-called Allied Democratic Forces. More than 50 others were wounded. This is VOA News. A fifth day of protests against President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital erupted again in Lebanon. Russia's President Putin, who stopped in Egypt and Turkey as well as Syria, criticized the U.S. decision. Speaking alongside his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Mr. Putin said the move does not help the situation, actually destabilizes the Middle East. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, meeting with European Union officials in Brussels, insisted the declaration only reflects the reality on the ground. But EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini stuck by the view that a two-state solution is the only viable way to achieve peace.
We believe that the only realistic solution to the conflict between Israel and Palestine is based on two states, with Jerusalem as the capital of both the State of Israel and the State of Palestine along the 67 line. This is our consolidated position.
Mr. Netanyahu says he believes most, if not all, European countries will eventually move their embassies to Jerusalem and recognize the city as Israel's capital. While in Ankara, Russian leader Putin and Turkish President Erdogan announced that a controversial purchase of a Russian missile system should be finalized this week. Turkey is a member of NATO. The alliance said it strongly opposes the sale, claiming it's incompatible with its own systems. A 27-year-old man from Bangladesh is suspected of setting off a homemade pipe bomb strapped to his body Monday in a crowded New York subway system, wounding himself and three others. The suspect, Akayed Ula, has been hospitalized, suffering burns from the explosive device that did not fully ignite. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio called it an attempted terrorist attack.
Thank God the perpetrator did not achieve his ultimate goals. Thank God our first responders were there so quickly to address the situation to make sure people were safe.
New York suffered another so-called lone wolf attack 6 weeks ago when an Uzbek man plowed a truck into pedestrians, killing eight. Another earthquake jolted Kermanshah province in western Iran Monday, registering 6.0 in magnitude. The same region was struck by last month's 7.3 magnitude tremor that killed hundreds. A Ukrainian court has ordered the release of former Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili, who stands accused of trying to orchestrate a coup. A judge rejected a request by prosecutors he be kept under house arrest. Saakashvili told reporters he plans to continue what he called constitutional calm, but a necessary transfer of power in Ukraine. With just 2 days before a U.S. central bank decision on whether or not to hike a key interest rate, U.S. stocks continue to surge forward, led by tech issues, the benchmark Dow Jones Index closing nearly 67 points higher to 24,386. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.